As mentioned on the previous slide, I know the big question is, what ARI thresholds are useful in flash flood decision-making? A study that has tackled this question is Lincoln and Thomason, 2018. They looked at how MRMS and Stage 4 QPEs compared to the NOAA Atlas 14 dataset. Specifically, they used a 3-hour duration since it was found to be the most skillful in forecasting flash flooding from a previous study. Results from the study are preliminary since they only used 24 flash flood events that occurred mainly in the south central U.S. with no null cases. However, a couple of their main findings are: for one, 90% of reports were captured with the 2-year ARI threshold, and 50% with the 25-year threshold. Remember, both at the 3-hour duration. Second, above normal antecedent soil conditions lowered the threshold for receiving a report. Instead of a 25-year ARI capturing 50% of reports, only a 5-year ARI captured 50% of flash flood reports. This suggests that a lower ARI threshold can be used with wet antecedent conditions. And this inherently makes sense. And third, for warning polygons, the 2-year ARI contour, for the 3-hour duration, captured nearly the same percentage of reports and reduced the warning size by 27%. This suggests that the 2-year ARI contour could be useful for drying up flash flood warnings. Again, these results are preliminary, but give some ideas of how to interpret ARIs in operations. Ultimately, the best practice is to calibrate yourself to local ARI thresholds and flash flood impacts, especially considering other factors like antecedent conditions and urban areas.